Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Amen. So let's take a look into the scriptures. And again, God bless all you dads, all you fathers today. And may this be a special day for you. Amen. We're so happy that in our nation we set aside certain days to celebrate certain individuals, Mother's Day, Father's Day, of course, Christ, and so many other holidays. But thank God for the liberty, amen, the freedom to celebrate. I've entitled this message this morning simply from a verse of scripture in the book of Genesis, Adam, where art thou? I didn't think I was going to get many amens on that, but that's all right. I think you'll be blessed by it when you hear it. It's not a rebuke. It's something God said to Adam when Adam had fallen from grace. So in Malachi, if you open your Bibles to Malachi chapter 4, Malachi 4 verses 5 and 6, let's dig right into the scripture. Malachi chapter 4 verse 5 and 6. You know, it's interesting, when God said, Adam, where art thou? It's not like God didn't know where he was. It's really, Adam didn't know where he was. He left his position. He left his original place in God. And he was lost now. Got Malachi? Remember ye the law, Malachi, chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. There we go. Behold, I will send you Elijah, the prophet, before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers. That last part says, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse. Well, that can be rephrased in some of the translations. You can phrase it, he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children and the heart of the children to their fathers, and he will remove the curse from the earth. Okay? He removes, when hearts of fathers are in the right place, everything has the potential of being in the right place. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 and 9, we read where God calls out to Adam, and as I titled this message, Adam, where art thou? Get verse 8 and 9 of Genesis 3. They heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. How many know you can't hide from God amongst no trees? You know he was lost. He had lost his mind. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? All right? Where art thou? When Adam lost his place as a son, or stepped out of his place as a son, Now, follow me with this, and you'll see, I think, to a great degree, why our society is the way it is. Amen. When Adam stepped out of place as a son, it affected his fatherhood, which affects his sons. Okay, let me say it again. When Adam stepped out of his position as a son, it affected his fatherhood, which affected his sons. One of the greatest indictments that can be brought against any man is that he's a poor father. Right? That he was a poor father. That's the greatest indictment, because so much is contingent upon the shoulders of the male, the man. And we're talking about origins here. We're not talking about philosophies or Dr. Phil or, you know, all this philosophical stuff. And, you know, this is origins. This is how God made it. As a matter of fact, when you think about it, the fall. You can look at it from so many different angles, but actually when Eve, and we've been studying this, so we know it's not just fruit, right? But let's, for the sake of understanding and imaging, when Eve ate of the fruit, death didn't enter in to humankind. She got messed up. She lost the glory. But it didn't enter. It didn't enter till Adam ate. Why is that? Eve, if you think, Eve was made from Adam. Matter of fact, a rib. So that was just partial entry. It couldn't have gotten in without Adam. All what's messed up could not have come in except it come in through Adam. They both had the commandment. But again, are you following me here? Eve was a rib. It was Adam. They were one. But she was just a rib. When Adam saw, he willingly yielded. That's when death that was already here and sickness and disease entered into the creation. It could not have without him. Now, we're talking about the shoulders of mankind, fatherhood, covering, all these things that have been lacking in our society. And I know it's a diabolical attack, and has been for a long, long, long time, on the male psyche, fatherhood, the whole concept of family. There's a program, a sitcom, what is it called? Something family. The modern. Yeah. What's modern about it? It takes all the roles and the positions and switches them up and just adds and takes away and all that, so that you really don't know what a family looks like or what the original family was made by God to be. So most men who fail at fatherhood, they fail at fatherhood because they failed at sonship. Or were never exposed to a positive paternal influence. In essence, they don't understand the importance or the value of a father or of the privilege of being a son. There are a lot of people, society in general, doesn't understand the value of a father or fatherhood or the privilege of being a son. This is society today. Statistics. Now, since I wrote this out, since I studied these stats, they may have increased since. But 53% of men in American prisons, 53%, and it's probably more now, did not have a father in their house, and they never learned to be a son. The system deemed them only fit to be incarcerated. Okay? The system only. Ultimately, I believe it's a diabolical scheme of the dark side. And they target different things. If you dig deep enough in here, you'll see that much of this is orchestrated. Do you know there's a lot of money in prisons? Yes, it is. You'll find a lot of people at the top. I won't get into name calling that, but you'll find a lot of people at the top who invested millions and sometimes billions into the prison system that own these prisons. And so it's an industry. Prison, the word prison comes from the word, the Latin word prohensio. Prohensio. And prohensio is the word, it means to apprehend. Apprehend, prohensio, apprehend. Apprehensio or apprehension means to lay hands on someone or see someone to restrain them, to curb their personality or their behavior. Let me say it again. The word prison comes from the word prohensio. It's a Latin word, which means to lay hands on someone or seize someone to restrain them, to curb their personality or their behavior. When a boy has no qualified man to restrain him lawfully, he begins to act out. How often do we see this? He begins to act out without boundaries and is what we call, he gets institutionalized. And he's institutionalized for the very purpose for which a father was intended. We've had laws, we've had all types of things instituted to get fathers out of the house. Amen. Even today, a lot of money in it. Why? The end goal is to destroy the first institution. But tell somebody, God's got a plan. We read in Malachi, at the end time, the spirit of Elijah is coming, and God is turning hearts. Amen. Fathers back to the children, children back to the father, and he's going to break the curse. So what the devil has meant for evil, God's going to turn it around for good. Amen. And that's what it starts with, the church. The father's call is to lay hands on the boy and curb his behavior. When the father's not there, the system puts him in an institution, apprehensio, to curb his personality while they restrict his movements. This is what prison is all about. Now let's go to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14. And 15, Ephesians 3, verse 14 and 15. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father. There we have the word Father, unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Okay, so even before time, God was a father. And it speaks about the family of heaven. So there was a father and there was a family. There was a son. Even before time started, before man was created, God was a father. So this is an eternal concept. This is not something that just, you know, happened. And so the devil and society is trying to dismantle that whole concept to get rid of any image of God. Tell somebody right now, God's all about family. God's more about family than it is about ministry. Family ought to be the first ministry.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hello, my name is Barry Osterbrook, CEO of Taken TV, which is the Active Kingdom Entertainment Network. We are a faith-based network on 7 different streaming platforms. Join us daily on Taken TV, TheLightcast.com.